A federal law goes into effect today banning lenders from taking advantage of military personnel and their families. Payday loan stores proliferate around military bases, charging annual interest rates of well over 300%. The new law caps interest at 36% for loans to active duty military and their families. Now, military officials just have to worry if lenders will find ways around the new law. Allison St. John, a member station KPBS, reports.
The small parking lot behind the Checkmate Payday Loan Store down on Coast Highway south of Camp Pendleton is busy, with pickup trucks and low-slung sports cars pulling in and out. 20-year-old Marine Gregory Tackett from Ohio climbs out of a truck with shiny new chrome hubcaps. He says he hasn't heard about the new law.
I think it is pretty messed up. I think if military members want to take out a payday loan, that's their choice.
But Marines and their families can find themselves caught in a downward spiral of debt if they don't pay back a payday loan immediately. A $300 loan that costs $50 for 2 weeks to tide over a car payment can end up costing $700 in a few months, and maybe thousands, by the time the borrower finds a way to pay it off. Charles Piedmont owns several payday loan outlets near the Southern California Marine Base.
The boys that I deal with here in Oceanside, next to Camp Pendleton, are going to do 3-4 tours of duty.
Piedmont says banning him from doing business with Marines won't stop the demand for quick and easy money.
How do you tell that young man he can't have those $1,800 wheels for his car when next month he may die?
It's not just young single Marines who get in trouble with high-interest loans. Mike Heyer, director of the Navy Marine Corps Relief Society, says young families are easy prey for payday lenders who probably won't give up this clientele easily.
Quite frankly, we are concerned about some loophole where we'll be seeing more proliferation of places. For example, someone would basically sell you a phone card, or they would sell you a pizza, and in the process, they will also give you cash back of, say, $300.
That's $300 in return for a $350 check for the pizza and the cash advance. Indeed, store owner Charles Piedmont says he's converting one of his shop fronts into a pizza parlor that might also function as a check cashing store. He denies he'll deal illegally with the military, but he says there will be ways around the law. Check cashing stores, for instance, are supposed to cash checks immediately. But Piedmont says if a Marine walks in with a check that can't be honored till payday and asks for a cash advance, the lender could simply wait for a couple of weeks till payday before cashing it.
They get the money, I get the check, and on payday I walk it into the bank and pretend like they gave it to me yesterday.
To try to foil these loopholes, the military's coming up with other options for active duty service members who need quick cash. On Camp Pendleton, the credit union on base is marketing low-interest rate loans. They've doubled sales recently with ads featuring pictures of Jaws and warnings, avoid the loan sharks. Major General Michael Leonard, head of Marine Corps Installation West, says this is a priority for the military because high debt affects Marines' ability to deploy.
We need every single Marine we can get. We want them to be able to go forward with their heads in the game. We don't want them have to worry about whether or not they're going to be able to make their car payment when they're in Fallujah.
A key component of the military's battle against loan sharks is an education campaign for new recruits, teaching them how to manage their money and stay out of debt. For NPR News, I'm Allison St. John in San Diego.